As is customary, before we start speaking, I should please request the assembled Vaishnava to please bless me. And this is I'm not at all qualified to sit there for sure, but as a service, I'm doing it for my own purification, and everyone combined, we can all get purified together by this beautiful Vati Dilemma. I'm just reading this and starting with Draupadi. She's standing there, her son being slaughtered at night, you know, by Ashwatthama. And here Lord Krishna himself is giving the instruction that Ashwatthama should be killed. And Arjuna also, he felt that he could not carry on this act of killing Ashwatthama. But I was thinking, what a dilemma. The Lord is giving an instruction. At the same time, we have that pure devotee of the Lord, you know, Draupadi. She has a divine appearance. I was looking a little bit on her, in her background, a little bit, how she appeared. And as a mother, as a wife, as a great devotee of the Lord, how she, like Krishna, he put us in this place, in this, you know, always testing us, especially to his pure devotees, to see what his pure devotee, Draupadi, will react, how she's going to react, how she's going to, you know, to do. And Krishna always put his devotee on the spot and to glorify them for, you know, millennium after millennium. People are talking about Draupadi's great kindness and how she was kind to this Brahmana. Actually, if you have time, you listen to the same class by Srila Prabhupada. It was the 6th of October, 1976 in Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada talks quite a lot on this verse. But Srila Prabhupada, he talks a lot about women's protection, how women should be protected. And he talks about the gentle nature, mild, gentle nature of Draupadi. And you can see in this instance, Draupadi, she was thinking of Ashwatthama's mother. Like Prabhupada writes in his purport, a devotee will take trial and tribulation, but not trying to harm others. That's a state of a pure devotee. Then I was looking back a little bit about the how Dronacharya's son was punished. What was his action? How did he end up in this situation where he is right now? So when you go back, you know, you see, you know, even Dronacharya, I was looking back a little bit about his birth. Anybody knows who was the father of Dronacharya? Anyone knows? Bharadwaj. Yeah, Bharadwaj Muni. And that's quite an interesting story, how he was not born from a womb of a mother. I will not go back to the story, but he was, you know, he was born in a Muni ashram. So some of the Muni kind of have some kind of mishap. And he was kept in a little pot. And that's how Dronacharya was born. But in his ashram, in the Muni ashram, I think it's good to go back a little bit and understand that little bit of history. And then in the ashram, Dronacharya was quite young. The teacher, the king, was sending his son there, King Draupada. He used to come, they used to study together. So one point when King Draupada has to go back, he promised Dronacharya, I'm going to give you half of my kingdom when I become the king. So he left, and Dronacharya life continued. He married, he had his son. But he was very poor. He was a very poor Brahmana. At that time, he was just a normal Brahmana who was respectful. But how the turning event, what happened in his life, that he's even give milk to his son. So that was very painful to him. So his wife asked him to go and visit King Draupada. And, you know, what he promised he should, you know, get back. So we went there, Drupada insulted him and tell him we're not on the same level. How come? I don't remember making a promise to you. So he left there with this very painful. As a Brahmana, we should just, you know, kind of, as a devotee like here, you see, Drupadi didn't take any revenge to kill the Advaishtama. And maybe, you know, Ashwamedha's mom should feel the same pain that I'm feeling. But as a great pure devotee of the Lord, she was taking that pain, but not willing to give the pain to others. So like Dronacharya left with this thing in his mind, he has to take revenge on Drupada. So he went to Hastinapur, and he knew the Kauravas has young princes, you know, Pandavas and the Kauravas. So he finally became their teacher, you know, the whole lot. But when he came to the point where their study was finished, so he asked for his Guru Dakshina, what was that? So he asked him to attack the kingdom of Drupada. So finally he got his half of the kingdom. But then none of this, you know, it's like, you know, this revenge thing is not very good because it just keep carry on. Now Drupada felt hurt, as a Kshatriya, he felt really hurt. So he kind of also, he did a big yagya. This is how this yagya, it's quite a beautiful story how this yagya was performed. But out of this yagya, two personalities came out. One was his son, Dhrishtadyumna, who was destined to kill Dronacharya. And then Panchali, Draupadi, came out of that fire yagya as well. So her birth was divine. And she was an amazing devotee of the Lord. You can see different time in her life. She went and, you know, even when she was disrobed in the assembly of the Kurus, how Lord Krishna, you know, helped his pure devotees. And I thought at the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about, they are the characteristic of one who's a pure devotee. And I was looking at the, it was like, it's been a long time. I haven't been through reading this. I thought maybe we can go through the qualities of the 26 qualities of the devotees. And we can really, you know, absorb ourselves and try to understand these beautiful qualities that the pure devotee possess. It's very high for us, but there's way to achieve this as well. So this is in the 26 qualities of the devotees are described in Madhya Lila. If you have time, if you can look at it, is chapter 22 and verse 78 to 80. And that Krishna Das Kaviraj explained the 26 qualities of a pure devotee. First, he is very kind to everyone. He does not make anyone his enemy. He is truthful. He is equal to everyone. No one can find any fault with him, in him. He is magnanimous. He is mild. He is always clean. He is without possession. He works for everyone, everyone's benefit. He is very peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire. He is very meek. He is steady. He controls his senses. He does not eat more than required. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. He offers respect to everyone. He does not desire any respect for himself. He is very grave. He is poetic. He is very merciful. He is expert. He is silent. He is very friendly. When I was looking at this 26 qualities, I was like, wow, that's quite a tall order, you know. How can we achieve this? It's very difficult, but, you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us this process of sanada bhakti, whereby constant chanting, perform devotional service, slowly, we can try to achieve this little quality, a glimpse of his qualities. And in this chapter also, Prabhupada talk about the brahmana, like Ashwatthama, he was Brahma Bandhu. He was only a son of a Brahmana. He was not able to carry on the duty of a brahmana, because he just commits so many heinous acts on the battlefield, and you know, through the part of they were looking after the Kauravas. The Kauravas was always a, you know, hatching a plan how to harm the Pandavas, and he was part of it. His father was part of it. And then I was thinking, what if was Dronacharya accept his fate of being poor? He would have been a humble, pure brahmana, and his son would have the highest education, you know. But here, you see, because of revenge, he went and got his revenge. He became the preceptor. He became the, you know, the guru of the Pandavas and the Kauravas, teaching them military art. But by doing this, he dragged his son into this very negative environment, you know. I feel, you know, I feel like he has dragged his young son into the negative environment. So what the father is doing, the son follow. So he has no chance to even practice to be a brahmana, because he was a brahmana by birth, but he took they became a kshatriya. And they start teaching, you know, all this military art. But I kind of feel sorry a little bit for Ashwatthama, because he didn't have a chance. He was brought up in this environment where, you know, they have the negative. They're always plotting, having plot how to, you know, burn the Pandavas, sending them to the forest. Somehow he was part of that environment. Even Lord Krishna was around, somehow. We have to be, what I realize is, we have to be so careful about our association. You know, what kind of people we are associating. Is this beneficial for my Krishna consciousness? Is it dragging it down? You know, along the way, we also pick a bit bad habits here and there. And I find with Ashwatthama, because he wanted to please his master. His master was Duryodhana. What was he doing all the time? Always trying to harm the Pandavas. That's what he learned from a young age. That's what he learned. But at the same time, we have our free will. Krishna has given us our free will. We can choose. Even beginning the start of the Mahabharata, the big fight, battlefield of Kurukshetra, before the fight started, they asked each, you know, party, they asked who would join us. There was one person from the Kauravas who joined the Pandavas, and he was one of the brother of the Kaurava, Duryodhana. He left the Kauravas and joined the Pandavas. So Krishna is always giving us a choice, you know. Always we have a choice every single day of our life. Is it beneficial? Is it okay to carry on like this? And I was thinking, because what his name was, a brahmana, supposed to be brahmana, what's his name, Ashwatthama, and I thought we can read a little bit the qualities of a brahmana. In Bhagavad Gita you have chapter 18, text 42, he says, Samo damastapa socham, shanti rajivamamshu, you all know that verse, evacha, gyanam vigyanam astikyam, brahma karma sabhavajam. And this is the qualities of the brahmana: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the brahmana work. And he's thinking of Ashwatthama, somehow he didn't have those qualities. I'm sure I don't have it, but slowly you can achieve these qualities. And then you have also the qualities of a kshatriya: heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities of work for the kshatriyas. And you can see in this situation where I'm talking about Draupadi now. We come back to Draupadi's situation. Where she's standing, she saw her husband, Lord Krishna, personally there, dragging Ashwatthama, bound like an animal. As a mother, she felt lots of pain, but also Prabhupada said she was a very cultured lady. She had very good qualities. She was very soft-natured. And she saw that she could not stop because by custom, Prabhupada used that word here, by custom, you know, in the Vedic time, people used to, have this courtesy. They have that cultured. They were cultured enough to pay obeisances when they see a guru, an elderly. Even in India now, you see some part of India, especially the village, when a father, even though he's 60, 70 years old, he'll go and find his parents' feet. He'll touch his feet, their feet, and then he carry on with his day. So the same way, the brahmanas, they were highly, highly respectful, respected in that time. But at the same time, Prabhupada took quote a lot that, you know, a brahmana is not by birth only, it's by qualification. And Prabhupada was criticized a lot when he made Westerners into brahmanas, you know. It was by qualification. They give them that high standard of being a brahmana. It always come to mind to me. I love this pastime. I don't know if you do. These beautiful stories about the brahman and the cobbler. Anybody knows this story? Yeah, I'm sure many of you don't. And how wonderful this, just, you know, describe how a cobbler is a very low-class person. He has no, you know, ability to even, if a brahman has a, you know, sudra or a low-class, they go and take shower, they consider contaminated. He have this beautiful pastime. It's okay if I tell this story, if even you know it? You have this beautiful pastime where you have the cobbler and the brahmana. The brahmana is, you know, every morning doing this ritual, ringing his bell, you know, taking so many mantras and whatever. But you have this poor little cobbler. He's sitting and chipping away the shoes, stitching whatever he's doing. But one day Lord Narada Muni came by and he saw the brahmana. And the brahmana offered his respect and, I'll make it short, he offered his respect and asked him, where are you going? He said, on my way to Vaikuntha, I'm going to see the Lord. And then he said, okay, what can I do? Then the brahmana said, can you ask my Lord when will I achieve him? He said, okay. Then he went to the cobbler. The cobbler said the same thing. So when he went to Vaikuntha and then he gave his Sankirtan record, I'm joking, to the Lord. I met that one today. Like you've been doing, my goodness me, every day on the street, how you do this is incredible. I have so much respect for devotees who go out. I went a few days with Anuradha. It's not easy. You know, even door to door is not easy. But here he was giving his report to Lord, you know, to the Lord. Well, I met this brahmana. He's asking when he'll be back. And the Lord said, well, not in this lifetime. It'll take many lifetimes for him to come. And he was puzzled. Now, afterward, he went, he said, I saw the cobbler. And he's also asking. And he said, well, he'll come back this lifetime. So Narada knew it was puzzled. How this brahmana, so qualified, so, you know, following all the rules and regulation. And here you have the cobbler, has no caste, you know, just little somebody who's stitching a few shoes. And then while he was leaving, the Lord tell Narada, if they ask you what I was doing, you can tell them I was threading an elephant to the eyes of a needle. Yeah, okay. So he went and saw the brahmana. The brahmana said, oh, yes, I went to Vaikuntha. You see my Lord? Yes, I saw your Lord. Oh, when will I go back? And then he said, what was my Lord doing when you went there? Oh, your Lord, he was shredding an elephant to an eye of a needle. Oh, you're impossible. How can this happen? He started waving away. This is not possible. He didn't go to Vaikuntha. No way, this is not happening. So then he went to the Narada moved. He went away. He went to the cobbler. And then the same thing happened. And he said, you know, what was my Lord doing? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda. Saram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Goni Taiki Jai. He said, what was the cobbler doing? The cobbler said, what was my Lord doing? He said, your Lord was threading an elephant to the eyes of a needle. He said, wow, how wonderful is my Lord. And Narada said, well, you believe it? He said, of course. Yes, I believe it. How? Why? He said, well, if you can, you can buy a tree. In a banyan tree come a very small kind of little, how you call it? Seed. If, one seed of this banyan tree can create such a big tree, how is it not possible my Lord can do this? Of course he can thread an elephant to the eyes of a needle. So the moral of the story here, you can have a brahmana rigging his bell away in front of the Lord, but you have no faith. He has no faith in the Lord, that his Lord can do anything, in the smallest to the biggest, to anything. And here you have this small little cobbler, he has no, but he has the faith was steady. Yes, nobody could shake his faith. So in this we can learn that Prabhupada understood when Prabhupada started this movement in America, most of the people who came to him was not even close to what Prabhupada wanted. But he saw the potential in them. He saw the potential that their dedication was very, very, steady and very firm. They had firm faith in Prabhupada. And they loved Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada made them move mountains, Mount Everest for him. Why? Because Prabhupada gave them, empowered them. Srila Prabhupada empowered his disciple. So we as a Krishna consciousness, society, we devotees, we should learn from this. For me, and what I take from this, we can say many things. I'm not that philosophical. I'm a hearty person, I speak from my heart when I speak. We can learn that Draupadi, how she stood by and protect. Usually we say Prabhupada, in that purport he was talking about women should be protected, how women should be soft-natured, easily can be, taking the advantage of. But here you have a woman who is standing for Ashwatthama, protecting him from being killed, from being slaughtered. And how amazing is that? That amazing devotee, she didn't discriminate because she didn't want the other mother to suffer, So I take it, what do we learn from this lesson? That we should learn that even the devotee is going through a difficult time. There's many, many, many times that devotee will not reveal their heart, will explain to you, this is what I'm going through. This is what is my Krishna consciousness has weakened. Through, different difficulties. I can't make it for Mangalati. My round is not that the best of my rounds. Many simple things can pull, weigh down a devotee very, very quickly. So we as devotee around, we should look who is a casualty here, who's a fallen soldier. And how can we help that devotees to regain his faith, to regain his, steadiness in his Krishna consciousness. For me, that's why I take from this, that the devotee, we can take burden. We're taking burden for the whole world, actually. Going out, distributing books, approaching the fallen soul, giving them Krishna consciousness. It's not an easy task. It's quite, I'm looking at this board, I'm overwhelmed, See how many doors we knock. Some doors you get good reception. Some doors you don't get a good reception, But we were very lucky where we went. Even though they didn't take a book, they were, they were very kind. They were very, nice. So maybe we can, on this day, we can try to see how we can help each other, how we can, be a Draupadi. We're not men or women. We're all spirit, soul, eternal servant of Krishna. And look around sometime, be conscious. You know, I haven't seen this. For me, when I don't come for, you know, for a few mornings or whatever, I have a few people call me, are you well? Are you okay? You know, has anything happened to you? You know, so it make you feel that people care about you. And somebody have noticed, oh my God, somebody noticed I was not there. So if we become conscious about our environment, our who's there today, so what happened to that devotee? He didn't come today. Is she all right or is he all right? You know? So like this, we can, you know, at least be a caring devotee, as Mother Draupadi, caring devotee, making sure that we don't get slaughtered while we're practicing Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it could happen because you're so hard on yourself and the environment can be not conducive for your Krishna consciousness. You can be alive but not alive, you know? I don't know, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, we have to be very, very conscious. Prabhupada said we have to be conscious first, then Krishna consciousness. All this, I was looking at these 26 qualities of the devotees. I'm not near any of them. Nothing, not at all. But there's hope for all of us. It's why, how? By practicing devotional service. How do we do that? With commentary, with care, with love, with, you know, not this kind of peace and love, no. But just caring for each other genuinely, you know, and try to engage everybody whatever you can in the service of the Lord. Simple thing, you know. Sometimes you don't have any service. You don't have to have anything to do. Create your own little service, you know. You know, come and clean the temple room or move a few cushions and clean, help Puryojana do some cleaning. I don't know, something you can find. Everybody has this ability to serve Krishna. And we also have that free will, which is not very good for us sometimes. We can go and misuse it, or we can use it to have a full potential to serve Krishna and his few devotees and his extended family, you know. So there's much more to say about this verse, about these two, you know. But for me, this is, and also I feel there's two example, like a devotee, he has no enemy. You see, because, you know, when Durvasa Muni was offended Ambarish Maharaj. So when he came to Ambarish Maharaj, he understood that Ambarish Maharaj was praying for him. So he had the prayers that he prayed and said that I understand the heart of the devotees now. Even though I have make so many mistakes, but you still, you're praying for my liberation, for me to be, to move forward in my Krishna consciousness, I would say. And also the other part is Prahlad Maharaj. He had the father who was killing him left, right, and center, you know, throw him through the, you know, boiling oil in the, with the snake from the mountains, poison. But what did he ask Lord Narsingadeva at the end? To please forgive his father. You know, and I thought Vaishnava is compassionate, is merciful. We should find this softness, its kindness in our heart. You know, this is what happens when you go on book distribution, actually. You become very, very aware of mercy. Mercy is very important. You're giving mercy and you receive mercy as well, isn't it? Any book distribution, I mean, Srita Prabhupada will know, whoever has been on this marathon, you understand, whoever has been going out. You go out, you have no idea how you're going to meet. Who is this person that you're going to touch their heart, you know? We knock on someone's door, I thought it was interesting. As soon as we knock on her door, she was like, not sure about us. But Anuradha is very good. I have to say, Anuradha is amazing. She has this gentle, soft nature. And trying to say, we're not selling anything. We're just here to make you aware we have a, you know, temple. People think it's a private place, but it's not. It's a nope. That's how the opening is. And you all straight away, people, okay, they're not the salesmen. And then this lady, you know, she was shaking, actually. That lady was shaking while I was together. She said, You won't believe it. You just had an accident. And I said, what happened? It was interesting, actually. Oh, I went to somebody's car. I went to the back of the car. I heard my car. He said, yeah, it's getting fixed. I said, oh, we're from the Hare Krishna. We come the place George Harrison given us. And then she said something very interesting. I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. He said, oh, yes, I remember your devotee because one of your devotees ran the back of my car. I was like, okay, karma. You know, I didn't say that to her, but... And I was like, but I said, oh, we're very sorry. What happened? She said, no. It happened to me today. So I understand. So I was like, even, you know, you knock on someone's door, you have no idea that you even saw a devotee, but they run into a devotee's car, and they remember this. This happened many years ago. And she said, oh, no, I know you, the Hare Krishna. And then we talk about, you know, your book, The Essence of Life. And we said, you know, in this world, there's so much aggression, there's so much disturbance. You know, this book will make you, you know, give you guidance in life. And she took book Essence, actually. She took that book. And she gave quite a good donation. And we went the next few doors. We met another lady. She was really open. Oh, my God. She was amazing. And we talk about, you know, our place. And... we talk about 20,000 children come to our temple. And then she said, oh, my daughter is a headmistress. It would be nice if she bring her children here. And then we give her the essence and we give her a small cooking book. And she said, oh, I'll pass it to my daughter. Maybe they can arrange for the school to come here. See, you know, when you go out with an open, you know, not thinking about school, not to think, just to go and knock someone's door, and to see how you can change that person's life. This is what, you know, we're all about. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has given everything to us. He hasn't given his life for us. The least we can do is to change, go outside and change people's life and make a beautiful offering. I'm sure he's looking at the score every day and he says, well done, you know. Of course, maybe we didn't do as many books as we... How many books have we done so far? You're still counting. I'm sure he's well pleased with all your efforts and with all your dedication. And please remain humble and remain kind to each other. And let 2019 be a wonderful year coming so we can abide this mood of Draupadi, of being kind, being gentle, being mild, being compassionate, being merciful. Not only the fallen soul outside, but to us as well, to each other. Thank you, Hare Krishna. If you need anything you want to add, correction, please do so. I'm very happy if you correct me or add something else.